This is the fourth meeting between Chinese and Singaporean foreign ministers this year. Speaking to the media after the talks, Wang Yi said cooperation within the Belt and Road Initiative will be the biggest highlight of their bilateral relations.
Given its unique strategic location, Singapore will play an important role in the Belt and Road Initiative. And China and Singapore will work together to build the Belt and Road with other partners.
During Monday's meeting, the two sides agreed to build three platforms as part of the cooperation regarding the Belt and Road Initiative. The program aims to boost connectivity projects in Chongqing, help with the financing of the initiative, and pool both countries' strength to open up third-party markets. Vivian Balakrishnan describes Singapore as a strong believer and supporter of the Belt and Road Initiative, hoping that countries along the route will be able to integrate their economies and expand opportunities for exchanges at all levels.
This project now opens many opportunities, both for the private sector as well as for the private sector assisted by government master plans. And by creating a large zone of opportunity, we will also increase the prospects for peace and prosperity for people all over the world.
This year marks the 15th anniversary of the establishment of strategic partnership between China and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Balakrishnan said Singapore is willing to take on the opportunity to become a coordinator between the ASEAN and China and push forward China-ASEAN relations in all regards when it becomes the bloc's rotating president next year. As part of the meeting, the two sides mentioned negotiations on the contents of the Code of Conduct in the South China Sea. Wang Yi said China and ASEAN have the ability to draw up regional rules to safeguard the peace and stability in the South China Sea on their own.
China and the ASEAN countries are fully capable, through our joint efforts, to work out, in an independent way, regional rules for the peace and stability of the South China Sea. I think as long as we continue to enhance mutual trust, deepen cooperation, and get rid of interference from inside and outside the region, maybe more of interference from the outside, and after necessary preparatory work by all parties, we will be able to hold substantive consultations on the Code of Conduct text at the proper time until we reach important regional rules. We have confidence in it.
Senior officials from China and ASEAN agreed on the framework for the Code of Conduct in the South China Sea on May 18th. Wang Yi suggested an important experience gained from the framework talks was creating a sound environment and clearing away outside distractions. Topics of their discussion also included the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership talks and the establishment of the East Asian Economic Community. The meeting was part of Balakrishnan's two-day trip to China. He also met with Chinese Vice President Li Yuanqiao and